Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs that were either written or co-written by Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. This half hour, we'll hear from Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, Barrett Strong, The Jackson 5, Mary Wells, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Sammy Ward, and The Contours. First up this half hour, Michael Jackson and a song called We've Got a Good Thing Going from 1972. Right here on Motown. Try it, baby. You see,
friends, friends, friends. But take your name from the bright lights, baby. And tell them that you are all through.
Tell them you are through.
Come on and try it, honey. Oh, try it, baby. Try it, sweetheart. Try it, baby. You'll see. But nobody loves you but me. I want you to try it, baby. Try it, baby. Try it, sweetheart. Try it, honey. You'll see that nobody loves you but me. I want you to try. If you think I'm lying,
Your Dumb Memories with Tom Fallon.
Strong with Money, That's What I Want, an early hit on the Motown record label from 1960, reaching number 23 in the pop charts and number 2 in the rhythm and blues charts. And that song was co-written by Berry Gordy and Jamie Bradford. Before that, Marvin Gaye with Try It Baby, number 15 in the pop charts and number 6 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1964. And that song was totally written by Berry Gordy. And we start with Michael Jackson, We've Got a Good Thing Going, a song that didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1972, and Berry Gordy co-wrote it as part of the Corporation. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all songs that were either written or co-written by Berry Gordy. Well, more about Berry Gordy during the next segment, but let's hear another co-written Berry Gordy song, the Jackson 5, once again with Get It Together, right here on Motown.
You better get it together, or leave it alone.
Get up, get up, get up.
Get up off your high horse, girl. Think what you're doing, doing. Get up on your high horse, girl. Think what you're doing, doing.
Spinning around.
I'm spinning around. Your merry-go-round. You got me dizzy, 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 dizzy.
Get it together, leave it alone.
Hometown Memories.
Hometown Memories.
I took your love.
From Mary Wells, Two Wrongs Don't Make It Right, and then reached number 100 on the pop charts in 1963, and that was co-written by Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson. And we started with the Jackson 5, Get It Together, reaching number 28 in the pop charts and number 2 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1973, and that was written by Berry Gordy, Hal Davis, Don Fletcher, and Jerry Marciano. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all songs that were either written or co-written by Berry Gordy. Well, coming up, a somewhat controversial song back in 1969, Diana Ross and the Supremes' I'm Living in Shame. Well, more about Berry Gordy right now. Berry had some limited success in 1959, and in 1960, he signed a then-unknown artist called Mary Wells, which we just heard from, who became the label's first star, and with Smokey Robinson, penned many great hits such as You Beat Me to the Punch, Two Lovers, and My Guy. Well, Berry's gift for identifying and bringing together musical talent, along with the careful management of its honest public image, made the Motown record label initially a major national and then international success. Well, over the next decade, he signed such artists as The Supremes, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, Jimmy Ruffin, The Contours, The Four Tops, Class 9 The Pips, The Commodores, The Velvettes, Martha Vandellas, Stevie Wonder, and The Jackson 5. Though he also signed various white acts on the label, he largely promoted African-American artists, but carefully controlled their public image, dress, manners, and choreography for across-the-board appeal. Well, here is another song that was co-written by Berry Gordy. I'm Living in Shame, Diana Ross and the Supremes, right here on Motown.
Mama's cooking bread. She wore a dirty raggedy scarf around her head. Always had her stockings low, low to her feet. She just didn't know. She wore sloppy dress. Oh, no matter how she tried, she always looked
Running out the back door. Who's the fool? You just want to come on, tell me. Who is the fool? Well, you may be smarter than anybody else, but sometime, darling, you'll just outsmart yourself. Tell me, honey, who is the fool?
I say you may be smarter than anybody else, but watch out, darling, you gonna outsmart yourself.
Memories. Continue with Tom Fowler.
You broke my heart, cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Contours with Do You Love Me, a smash hit in 1962, reaching number 3 in the pop charts and number 1 in the rhythm and blues charts. And that song was written entirely by Berry Gordy. Before that, Swingin' Sammy Ward with Who's the Fool, number 23 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1960. And that song was co-written by Smokey Robinson and Berry Gordy. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes, I'm Living in Shame, reaching number 10 in the US pop charts, number 8 in the rhythm and blues charts, and number 14 in the UK in 1969. And that song was co-written by Berry Gordy, Pam Sawyer, R. Dean Taylor, Frank Wilson, and Henry Cosby. Well, this hour, we feature some great songs all written or co-written by Berry Gordy. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.